Every demonstration I have was first a mental concentration, first a mental concept. Every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. We all have ideas, we all have dreams, we all have desires, and these desires are mental concepts that we have. Some desires are mental concepts that we want to demonstrate beautifully and perfectly, and other desires we have are mental concepts that we don't believe could ever happen. And because we don't believe they can ever happen, they don't take place in our life. Kind of a silly thing, isn't it? Silly thing to have dreams and desires that don't take place in our life when all that it takes to have them take place is to be consistent. I dealt with a person on the phone just at lunch today, and the person called and said that they were having a little difficulty in an area of their life. And then they told me why they were having difficulty. They were having difficulty because they were concentrating on the problem rather than the solution. And the problem for them was anxiety. And I said, anxiety is taking place in our life when we stick our nose in other people's business. When we're concerned about how other people respond and how other people act and how other people are in our life. And I told her, I said, straighten up, fly right. Get your nose out of other people's business and the anxiety will zoom right after it. It has no place. And she says, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I said, that's fine. Then put a new cause in motion and get your nose out of that business and realize that all is in divine order. She said, I've been saying all is in divine order. I've been saying all is in divine order, but I've been working on my daughter's problems. Oh, is that what you've been doing? Well, why don't you just see that all is in divine order and get your nose out of her problem so that they can be solved? So she got her nose out of the problem. She said, oh, I can already feel better because I don't have a responsibility. I said, well, that's the way it goes. When we get our nose out of other people's problems, the anxiety instantly leaves us because we don't have that responsibility. That's somebody else's. Okay. I wanted to have a beautiful Mercedes car a long time ago. I may have mentioned it. And I never got around to getting it. I wanted a beautiful Mercedes 450 SL. And Dorothea wouldn't buy me one. She says, you go and earn it. So I worked on it. When I had the church down in El Centro, they enjoyed my work very much, and they wanted to encourage me to stay with them. And so they said, Herb, we're buying you a beautiful new car, a real nice one, top of the line, whatever you want. And I thought the church was a poor little church. So I said, well, I want a Mercedes 450 SL, and I realize that's not in your budget, so, but that's okay, you know. So they went out and bought me the 450 SL. And I thought to myself, wow. When I release something and I am not chasing it, it comes right to me. Every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. I had the mental concept for a long time, and I was putting all sorts of firebombs in order and all sorts of statements of power in order to bring it forth. And the moment I released it and said, hey, you guys can't afford it, but you come up with that, that'd be interesting, you know. I release it, you know. I release it, and it came. Whenever we have a concept we put into motion, we put it in motion and then get our big bloated nothingness out of the way and let it come forth in our life in its beautiful, wonderful, perfect way. Every demonstration I have first was a mental concept. Every dream you have first was a mental concept. Now, what sort of dream do you have for yourself? What sort of desire do you have for yourself in your life? In my life, I have many of them from time to time, but so long as I'm promoting them and working hard on them, they don't happen. The moment I say, okay, I release it and go on to something else, they come when I'm not even looking. when I'm not even paying attention, they manifest in my life so beautifully and so wonderfully and so perfectly. But this is the way the principle works. And we want to learn how to use the principle, and we can. Well, have a lovely day. Let the instant illumination in your life be as fulfilling and beautiful and wonderful as it is in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.